1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Destructive storms ripped through the Midwest overnight. Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter says many people have been injured and many structures damaged.
We don't know the extent of the damage on the south end of town. We do know that there have been some buildings and homes that have been completely destroyed, and that work will begin in the morning.
A possible tornado ripped through Hanover, about 100 miles southeast of Indianapolis, ripping off Bill Wagner's roof.
It's gone. There's nothing left. The back wall's gone. The roof's off the garage in my workshop, and inside there's timbers everywhere, and you can't hardly get around inside, and all the insulation's on the floor.
And late word, Ohio police now confirm two people have died in storms in that state. Russians are voting for president over the next few days, but the outcome isn't in doubt. Vladimir Putin will almost certainly extend his decades-long iron-fisted rule. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
The Washington Post is calling this a pseudo-election. The Economist magazine labeled it a charade. Russian President Vladimir Putin made sure there was no other serious candidate on the ballot as he seeks an unprecedented fifth term in office. There are three minor political figures running who would seem to be there to give a veneer of respectability to the vote, but any real opposition candidate was prevented from registering.
A jury in Michigan has rendered its verdict in the involuntary manslaughter trial of the father of school shooter Ethan Crumley, guilty. Four high school students were killed in 2021 by the shooter. Prosecutor Karen McDonald.
These parents could have prevented this tragedy that was foreseeable with just the smallest of efforts. They could have prevented this shooting and saved these kids' lives.
The number of books targeted for censorship at public libraries in the U.S. rose sharply in 2023 over the previous year. The president of the American Library Association, Emily Drabinski.
We saw a large increase, particularly in the public library sector, where challenges were up by 60%. This doesn't mean, however, that challenges are abating in school libraries. Those challenges were up by 11%.
TikTok is fighting back after the House voted to require the app's Chinese owner to sell it. CBS's Jo Ling Kent says buyers are already lining up.
Former Treasury Secretary in the Trump administration, Steven Mnuchin, says he wants to buy it.
I understand the technology. It's a great business, and I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok.
If China is willing to sell, it could be the equivalent of selling Starbucks or Lockheed Martin or Shopify. TikTok is reportedly currently valued at about $100 billion.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers signed 15 bills into law on Thursday. Among the new bills is an expansion of the state's Clean Water Fund program. That program helps to make sure communities have everything they need to keep their drinking water safe. The money can be used for everything from treating PFAS to upgrading wastewater systems. Other bills signed into law clarify hunting and fishing regulations and update electronic recycling rules. A Superior-based Catholic charitable organization is not exempt from paying unemployment taxes. The Wisconsin Supreme Court made the ruling against the Catholic Charities Bureau Thursday. While religious groups are usually exempt from paying taxes, the court found that because the work they did was secular in nature, they still had to pay. Attorneys for the group say that they intend to appeal the ruling directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin rolls over Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a huge win over Maryland, 87-56. To advance in the Big Ten tournament, the Badgers face Northwestern this afternoon in Minneapolis. Marquette in a thriller last night in Madison Square Garden with the winning shot at the buzzer ruled a split second too late. The Golden Eagles held on to win in overtime, 71-65 over Villanova. It's Marquette versus Providence tonight in the Big East. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-104 win over the 76ers in Milwaukee. The Bucks will host the Phoenix Suns Sunday at noon. NFL, the Packers have re-signed A.J. Dillon to stay with the team at least another year. Former Raiders running back Josh Jacobs and Giants safety Xavier McKinney are in Green Bay to sign their contracts. McKinney now one of the highest paid safeties in the league.
It feels good. It's an honor. Obviously, it's a lot of talent, but it's definitely an honor to be mentioned with these guys, and it should be pretty fun.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-50s. Partly sunny and breezy for the weekend, upper 40s Saturday, only mid-30s Sunday. Gradual warming trend into the work week next week, from the upper 30s Monday to the mid-40s by Wednesday. Right now it's 33.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Hello. Pleasure to make your acquaintance tonight. Great to be here with you on this Thursday night. A Thursday night edition of Nightlight, which is different from all the other weekday editions of Nightlight. Not to be confused with the weekend edition of Nightlight, which is just me doing nothing. This is Pi Day, March 14th. But Conrad, it's not Pi Day. It's Pi, like the math, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something I know nothing about.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'd be better off. It doesn't sound like the most intellectual thing in the world to say, but the other Pi, I know a lot more about. So that's what we're dealing with tonight, folks. It's Pi Day. Happy Pi Day. If you're a mathematician and you're listening, let us know how you're celebrating 3.14 day. I'd love to hear it. Great to have you with me here for Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing here at WGBW. Back for another awesome evening of talking about entertainment and the things we watch and the things we listen to and the things we love. So great to be here. Great to have you with me. Conrad, you ready to take some texts?
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Think you're ready.
Of course. Yeah.
Good, good. It was a beautiful day today. At least there was sun. I'll take that. I don't mind a little bit of chill if there's sun. At least I like looking out my window and thinking, that's a beautiful day. And then I get out there and it's kind of can be bone-chillingly cold. But it looks good. It's like looking at a painting when you look outside and it's all sunny. Got some great guests tonight. Ricky Stanicki is available on Amazon Prime now. It dropped last weekend. Or was the weekend before? You saw it, right, Conrad?
Yeah, I think it was last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the writer, one of the writers of Ricky Stanicki, and a guy who also wrote Hall Pass, will be here at 8 o'clock tonight. Pete Jones. Pete's a great guy. He was also the first featured writer-filmmaker on the show, Project Greenlight, that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck produced back in the early 2000s. Pete, I'm very anxious. I know Pete a little bit. I have no idea what that experience was like for him, so I'm excited to ask him about that. He also has another film that came out about a year and a half ago called The Greatest Beer Run Ever. So we'll talk to Pete about all of his films and his experiences. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, local theater owner, musician, promoter, political activist, I want to say, Tarl Knight will be here. I've been trying to get Tarl on the show for a while. He's right down the street here in downtown Green Bay. The Tarleton is very close. And we've had people that have performed there on the show, but not Tarl. So I'm excited to welcome Tarl at 7:35 tonight. So you won't want to miss any of what these guys have to say. Both very good at their craft, very smart guys, very creative guys. Very exciting to have them on the show tonight. And some really cool birthdays tonight. Quincy Jones, there's a discrepancy here. I went to two sources that say he's 90, and another one says he's 91. Either way, he's still kicking. I think he's still producing music, and he's getting up there. And he wrote probably one of the best songs from my high school, late grade school days, called Just Once. Just a beautiful song. Has kind of an R&B feel to it. Do you have that ready, Conrad? Let's play a little bit of that. Fast forward a little bit, would you? Isn't that beautiful? So if you're around early 40s to early 50s, you remember this song. I think James Ingram is singing this version. Great song. Just like... Remember your first slow dance at a high school dance? This pretty much embodies that. How awkward that was. Conrad, you remember asking a girl to slow dance?
I never did.
You never did?
No.
No time like the present, buddy. Okay, that's great. That's Quincy Jones. Such a great song. That really kind of embodies that awkwardness for me. Being in high school, getting the guts to ask a girl to dance, and then realizing you're so close. Your faces are so close. There's so much to worry about. You're trying to find things to talk about, idle chit-chat, but at least there was a beautiful soundtrack while you were trying to achieve all this. Quincy Jones turns 90 today. Also, Michael Caine turns 90. Often considered one of the best, well, he is one of the best modern day actors, but I've heard him compared and put right up there with Laurence Olivier. Well, I'll be honest, I don't know a lot of Laurence Olivier's work. He was a little before my time, but Michael Caine is a phenomenal actor. We've got a couple of clips of him in action we'll play in a bit. Billy Crystal turned 75 today. You know, the producer of the morning show, Todd Michaels, he produces Mino and the Mayor, shares this sheet of interesting tidbits that go around every day, that he sends around every day. And I thought this was interesting. It said, what do Americans want to be remembered for? And they did a study. Trying to find, this is Sharpie and Papermate. Am I getting that right, Conrad? They did the study?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, it says Americans want to be remembered for their creativity more than their wealth or intelligence. A survey of 2,000 U.S. adults found that at the end of their lives, 31% want to be remembered for creative pursuits, while 20% picked intelligence, 14% chose wealth. 79% of Americans consider themselves creative. 14% express themselves through writing, 12% through painting, and 10% through drawing. People are looking for encouragement to be creative from people they care about, 44%. More practice, 43%, and products that aid with creativity, 36%, to help them. So they're looking for others to help them be creative. Do you do any of those, Conrad? Do you draw, paint, or write?
No, I can't say I do. I do a little painting on my computer, but that doesn't really qualify as...
You paint on the computer?
Well, yeah, like Photoshop.
Oh, okay. You don't ever just sit down and draw a picture?
I mean, if I'm bored sometimes, why not?
I haven't done that. When my kids were young, we used to sit at the table on Sunday mornings. We'd have like pancakes, and we'd all draw pictures, like a city scene or a country scene or something. I would never, I don't think, as an adult, just sit down and draw a picture. And how sad is that? Because it's kind of cool and it's fun once you get going. That is tonight's question. What do you want to be remembered for? your creativity, your wealth. I find that fascinating. Your intelligence. I want wealth when I'm alive, but when I'm gone, that's not what I want to be remembered for. Oh, he was a really rich guy. If that's all people can say about you, so they would probably talk about your achievements, what got you your wealth, but yeah, I wouldn't want people just to say, oh, he was a really rich guy. So what do you want to be remembered for? Let us know. Being funny, being loving, courteous, popular. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Would love to know what you want to be remembered for. And it doesn't mean like when you die. It can be, you know, how do you want people to talk about you right now in the present? I think I want to know what people say about me, but maybe I don't. So that's our question. Let us know. You can also tune in on the app. That is a great way to listen to the show. We're on statewide, so click on any of the stations. There'll be a little text icon. You can click on that and text and share your thoughts. You can call us at the same number. I'll read it again, 855-752-4842. And let us know. And you can also watch in the stream. Conrad, my good man, tell people how they can watch in the stream.
Yeah, so you can go on Facebook with the WGBW page, the Nightlight with Peach Waba Facebook page, Civic Media's YouTube channel, and on Twitter, you can go on WGBW.
Easy enough, right?
Yeah.
All right. So either way, get in touch with us. Be part of the show. It's so much fun when you're involved. You got Brett here on the stream. Conrad, he's just a regular Kate Middleton playing around with Photoshop.
That's right.
That's from Andrew on the stream. What does that mean, Conrad? I don't know the Kate Middleton story. What's happening? I rarely read about the Royals, I have to admit.
Well, she likes to paint, doesn't she? Yeah. Something like that.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, no, it was... photos were edited. I just had to look it up to make sure. The first thing that says is, new details show when the photo was edited, so...
You're just a regular Kate Middleton. I love when people say that. You're a regular... Oh, you're a regular Abraham Lincoln. Whenever I wear my tall hat. There's a very cool documentary... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a narrative, I believe. Historical fiction called Manhunt about Abraham Lincoln and the search for John Wilkes Booth after he shot Lincoln. And it looks really cool. It drops this weekend. It's like a mini series. And that will be on my list of things to watch. It's on Apple TV. I want to say tomorrow it opens. So definitely check that out. There's another film. And I found this. There was a TV show called Animal Kingdom. There's a new film out called The Animal Kingdom. And it looks so bizarre. I had to watch the trailer. It's about like species morphing into other species. And a woman becomes like this half animal and can fly. And it's this kid's mom and the kid is sad. It looks heart-wrenching. And it looked cheesy at first. And then I was looking. It's at the Cannes Film Festival. It gets like crazy reviews. So I'm definitely going to watch it. All right, Tarl Knight coming up in about 15 minutes. Pete Jones will be here shortly after 8 o'clock to talk about Hall Pass and Ricky Stenicki. We'll read your texts. Let us know what you want to be remembered for. It's another fun episode of Nightlight with Pete Schwab here on the Civic Media Radio Network. With a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The Race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. So, we got a text here. Jim from Appleton says he would like to be remembered for being uniquely me. I like that. Jim, it shows you're an individualist. You have self-confidence. You're comfortable in your skin. But I have to be honest, I can't picture someone saying, you know what I like about Jim? He was uniquely himself. That almost sounds like, that's like saying someone's interesting. Or, hey, did you read that script? It was interesting. What do you think of Jim? He's interesting. But I know what you mean. I just don't want people to take liberties with your legacy, Jim. That's all I'm saying. And then Jim also texted in a photo I don't understand. Did you see that, Conrad?
Yeah, that, I'm pretty sure
the leg and the cat.
I'm pretty sure the whole leg is the whole pie number.
I wondered, but isn't... Okay, that's how little I know about math. And you know what? I will say, that is Jim being uniquely Jim. Sending that photo in. Oh, this is what it is. I missed the first text. Okay, Jim says, this is Jim in Appleton. I have a friend who has pi tattooed on their legs past 1,000 digits. That's more dedication to mathematics than I could ever have. All right, sorry I missed that first text, Jim. That makes total sense now. And this friend let you take a picture of her or of their leg. That's pretty gutsy. And that's a tattoo.
I wonder how long that one took. It'd take a while to do all those numbers.
I would think so. And what if you mess up? I mean, it's math.
I mean, who would know? What if they put a different number? Who would know, actually, yeah, though?
Right. Hey, that's pi. Yeah, right. Let me get a closer look at that.
That's a 5. It's actually supposed to be a 6, yeah. Okay?
And you know what? More power to that person if they catch that. All right, Jim. That's how we will remember you, for being uniquely you. That's a great answer. You can get in on the fun, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know how you want to be remembered. That was pretty interesting that many people consider themselves creative. And I guess creativity is a very broad term. 31% want to be remembered for their creative pursuits. 79% of Americans consider themselves creative. And I find some comfort in that. I think, you know, creative people are fun. They're fun to talk to, hang out with. They can be funny. They can put on a little skit for you, sing a song. Hey, we were talking about Quincy Jones in the first segment. Conrad, I never knew this until I was looking this up yesterday about Quincy Jones. He wrote the Sanford and Son theme song. Do you have that ready?
Yeah.
Let's play that. This is so iconic and cool. I want you to remember this music because I have a story about it. Very popular show in the 70s, starring Red Fox. All right. So you got a sense of the music. His son Lamont lived with him, who he always used to call a big dummy. There's something so hilarious in the simple phrase big dummy that I love. But Red Fox, all right, there's a story where he got hired to play Vegas. And they paid the band to play the Sanford and Son theme song because the show was on the air at the time. It was a hit. The band was paid to play the Sanford and Son theme song when Red Fox went on stage and when he left.
That's it. That was their sole purpose. So apparently, Red Fox went on stage in Vegas, 1,000-seat hall, and there was like four people. It's Vegas. It's hit or miss. You never know. There's like four people in the crowd. Red Fox, so you hear the music, da-da-da-da-da. Red Fox goes up, looks around, curses everybody. He curses the few people that are there that actually came to see him and the hotel and walks off stage 30 seconds later, and the band starts up. Let's hear it again, Conrad. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Red Fox. What the bleep, 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 bleep? What is with these people? Bleep, bleep, this theater, bleep, bleep. Turns around, walks off, and they start playing the song. Love it. Good stuff. Okay, so I want to get to this, too, because Michael Caine is just such a great actor. When I was a kid, I remember hearing, oh, Michael Caine, one of the greatest actors. You know, he's phenomenal. This, and I was like, oh, he's this old British guy, whatever. And as I got older, I saw this guy's range. And it's incredible. He was in the movie Death Trap with Christopher Reeves. He was in Sleuth with Laurence Olivier. He's in the Batman films. And let's play some of his interview with Dick Cavett, Conrad. Let's hear a little bit of Michael Caine on acting.
Finally, I came across a line which I just wanted you to sort of explain to me. You said that if you did have one philosophy of life, it was use the difficulty.
Yes, use the difficulty.
What does that mean?
Well, I learned, I got it from, I was rehearsing a play when I was a very young actor, and I had to come in this scene. It was a stage play. I'm behind the flats waiting to open the door. There was an improvised scene between a husband and wife going on inside. And then they got carried away and they started throwing things. And he threw a chair and it lodged in the doorway, and I went to get open the door, and I just got my head round, and I said, "I'm sorry, sir, I can't get in." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "There's a chair there." He said to me, "Use the difficulty." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, if it's a comedy, fall over it. If it's a drama, pick it up and smash it." He said, "Use the difficulty." Now I took that into my own life. You ask my children; they say, directly anything bad happens, they go, "We've got to use the difficulty. How can we work? What can we get out of this, you know? Use the difficulty." And so there's never anything so bad that you cannot use that difficulty. If you can use it a quarter of 1% to your advantage, you're ahead. You didn't let it get you down, you know?
That's great.
That's my philosophy. Use the difficulty. Also, added philosophy is avoid them if you can.
That's Michael Caine. I don't know why I said Dick Cavett. That was not Dick Cavett. And that's great advice for a writer, too, because when you write a script, all you're doing is problem solving. It's like a math equation. So use the difficulty, whether you're an actor, whether you're a writer. In everyday life, you encounter these little challenges. And you can use your creativity, which according to this sheet Todd Michaels shared, 79% of us consider ourselves creative. Problem solve. Use the difficulty. I think that is great advice and kind of inspirational on this Thursday night of Nightlight. Use the difficulty. Make lemonade out of lemons. However you phrase it, there's a lot of, you know, cliches that go along with this. Use the difficulty. Solve the problem. Be creative. Great message for this Thursday night here on Nightlight. Sherry chimes in. I don't want to say people's last names. I don't know if I should. Should we protect our privacy, Conrad?
Yeah.
Sherry says, probably. Hi, Pete from HorrorCon. Hi, Sherry. Great to have you with us again. Always like reading your texts. Great to have you with us on the stream. Okay, when we come back, Tarl Knight joins me in studio. He is the owner of the Tarleton Theater and a very accomplished musician. Very excited to have him on Nightlight. This is Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Save your peaches. Really don't get to me. Talk about something sure gonna make me shout. Go on, get some rhubarb pie, cause that's what it's all about. Rhubarb pie. Rhubarb pie. It might rain tomorrow, better get some before it dies. Hey, little mama.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News brief, a suspected tornado has ripped through homes in Logan County, Ohio, west of Columbus. Sheriff Randall Dodds says crews are trying to get to people trapped in their houses.
We have a lot of homes that are down. We have entrapment. We are conducting those searches. What we've run into, though, is being able to gain access to those places because the trees down, power lines down. We've had gas leaks. We've had some fires.
The town of Hanover, Indiana, has also been hit by a tornado. Bill Wagner's home of 25 years is gone.
I heard the noise first, the train. Then I just ducked down on the floor, and then I felt all that insulation falling on me, and it was blowing unbelievable.
Russians will vote for president over the next 3 days in an election Vladimir Putin will almost certainly win, says CBS News former Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
The supporters of the late opposition figure Alexei Navalny and others against Putin have been urged to show up at the polls on Sunday at noon and just stand there doing nothing.
CBS News brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggyhoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is naming Marcus Hawkins as his new appointee to the state's Public Service Commission. Hawkins serves as the executive director of the Organization of Miso States, a nonprofit that works with energy officials in 15 states. He'll be replacing former Commissioner Tyler Huebner, who was fired by Republicans in the state Senate earlier this year. Hawkins' appointment to the PSC is effective until March of 2027. Wednesday's U.S. House vote to try and force TikTok's owners to divest from the Chinese government is a win for Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher.
This is about foreign adversary control of American social media and, by extension, the dominant news platform for young Americans.
Both of Wisconsin's Democrats in Congress voted against the bill. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, Civic Media News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind north switching to the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a high of 50. Then on Sunday, it's going to get a lot colder. Partly cloudy, windy with a high of only 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, how do you want to be remembered? Some people want to be remembered for their creativity, some for their intelligence, some for their wealth. A friend of mine says, for being the coolest. Well, that's a good one.
I like that one.
I mean, it's very simple, to the point. This is Pi Day. Great to have you with us. Jim from Appleton sent in a picture of his friend who had pi tattooed on her leg or his leg. I can't, it's very ambiguous in the photo. Not that it matters. It's a leg with the entire equation of pi. I don't even know if I'm using that right. That's how inept at math I am. Is that an equation? Is it just the number? Like,
I think it's just the number.
Yeah. All right.
But don't ask me. I'm not good at math.
Yeah. I thought it was like 3.14. I didn't know it was like this whole thing. Hey, you know, we got to find out. I know Ben Tran, who was on the show, he was here the other day. He was a guest Monday night. It was fantastic to have him on the show. And he won. So we have to figure out when Ben is on next so we can cheer him on. I want to say he's won one time since then. Hey, come on in. Hey, Conrad, take a memo. We got to find out when Ben Tran is on next. Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Tarl, how's it going?
Good. Have a seat, man.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. This is kind of cool. I like breaking norms, and the guest just walks in and sits. That's very cool. It's like unconventional. I love it. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show the owner of the Tarleton Theater, an accomplished musician and staple here in downtown Green Bay, Tarl Knight. How's it going?
Good. Thanks so much for having me, Pete.
You had a long walk down the block to get here, didn't you?
No, you know what? I just pulled up, and I parked in the dumbest way possible.
Is that you?
That's totally me.
You like seem like this really distinguished guy, this cool musician. You dress cool, and you pull up in like a cool pickup truck. I was not expecting that. That's awesome. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. I just came from a busy door time over at the Tarleton. Right now we got Wayne Hancock in from Austin, Texas tonight, headlining the Tarleton. And so we were just getting guests comfortable, and I ran over. I'm going to be back for the show in a little bit to make sure everything's going well.
That must be really exhausting, owning a theater. I can imagine.
It's a lot of fun. It's all worth it. And, you know, it's my dream. It's my baby. So,
you know,
it's always worth it. And it's impactful. And, you know, over the last 5 years, as we've made it through the pandemic and as we continue to grow with all our partnerships and programs, it's definitely becoming apparent that the investment was worthwhile. The community is getting use out of it, and we're honoring a really historic part of the community. So it's all worthwhile. I wake up every day and just love it.
That's so cool. And kudos for sticking it out through COVID. I mean, it looks like, based on my research anyway, you bought it in 2018.
2018.
So boom, a year later, there's a pandemic.
Yeah.
But you're still here. You came out okay on the other side. So good for you.
Luckily.
And I love what you say about theater, because it's impactful. And this thing we were just talking about, we played a clip of Michael Caine talking about use the difficulty. Whether you're an actor in a scene, you see something, if it's comedy, trip over it. If it's drama, smash it.
Yeah.
Use your brain. And most Americans, at least, consider themselves creative. So the fact that we have this really cool theater in downtown Green Bay here, which has a lot of history in it, is really cool too. So we have listeners all over the state. For those who don't live in Green Bay, tell us a little bit about this theater you decided to buy in 2018, which has a pretty cool history.
Please. Yeah, the historic West Theater. Originally, the West Theater was built in 1924, 1925, downtown Green Bay, right in the heart of the downtown along the Fox River. And it was originally Green Bay's only historic show place on the west side. So it has this history of representing culture and arts and cinema in particular for the west side of the city, which is originally Fort Howard and has, you know, had a cultural history different than that of the east side, which has had a lot more opportunities throughout the years for theater. There was the Strand, the Bay, the Fox originally, and the
Was Vic. That the Meyer?
Yes.
Was the Meyer the Fox?
Yep, okay. The Fox, then the Bay, now the Meyer. So, you know, keeping this thing alive throughout the years is a miracle that it's existed this long. A lot of different incarnations throughout the years, 5, 6, 7 of them. And my business partner, Mark Mariucci, owned it from 2000 to 2005 as Historic West Theater. So when we met in 2017, this was something we bonded over. My history as a performer, his history as a club and cinema owner. And we said, let's get back into it. Let's do this one more time with feeling. And we did. And now we've got these really wonderful partnerships where we went into it understanding it had to be a community venue. But especially after the pandemic, the need arose for us to partner with folks like the Green Bay Jazz Orchestra, the Green Bay Film Festival, and our newer partnership with the Widener and UWGB, the Widener downtown at the Tarleton, in order to celebrate the space as an accessible, entry-level, small-sized venue.
Yeah.
You have a lot of great opportunities in town to go and see your favorite national acts, to see all the big blockbusters come into the silver screen.
Yeah.
But you don't always have an opportunity to see people in your community beginning their career, and folks in the Midwest being able to build their audience, explore their craft, and exhibit all of their creativity. So that's what this venue is all about, and we've had a great time doing that.
And what a great venue it is for all those things you just said. I've had Nick and Caitlin in here from the Green Bay Film Festival.
Yeah.
They've been here a couple times. Rave about the space. Did I read this right? It was a car dealer at one point?
It was.
Back in the day? Like, how did that happen?
So I mentioned it was built 2425, 100 years ago. And it wasn't until 1941 that it was purchased by the Strand Theater Corporation. And at that point, it was renovated.
Okay.
And re-explored as a cinema by an architect named Perry Crozier. And now the building is on the National Register of Historic Places. We've got a nice plaque outside that recognizes that history. And so we've been able to benefit by all the history that's been preserved and dug up over the years about it. Seeing that transition, you know, that's inspirational because we can keep the history of cinema alive in the space. But over the years, it's accumulated all these different changes, including when Nick Barnett from the Packers owned it as 5-6, a more dinner theater style environment with booths that you can sit in. And so we kind of collected all these changes. All the owners have made their own little signature stamp on the space, and now we get
that.
To benefit by it.
We have a opera house up. I live in the Marinette area north of here. It's Marinette Menominee. There's an opera house in Menominee with all these great pictures of back in the day and people pulling up on horses basically, and I mean it's really old. And then, you know, they went in, it fell on disrepair, somebody bought it, just paved over all the seats and parked cars in there, and now they're trying to restore it. They made really good strides, but it's so tragic.
Yeah.
And it's nice that your place was in better shape when you bought it. At least you probably didn't have to do any of that heavy lifting like that. I'm sure it was a lot of work, but
there's a lot of work, but you're right. It has been mostly respected as a really historical gem. Now, there are changes that we've made in order to bring it up to speed, and we do have a historic restoration and preservation mission and a nonprofit that's community-led in order to make sure that we're good stewards of that space, and it's here for a long, long time after it's called the Tarleton.
Very nice. My guest is Tarl Knight. He owns the Tarleton Theater here in downtown Green Bay, and he is also an accomplished musician. I had a friend of yours on the show a couple weeks ago, Pat McDonald. How fun was he to talk to?
Pat's the best.
And once he got going and started talking about the Music Hotel and the Steel Bridge?
Steel Bridge Songfest, baby.
You're part of that, right?
Well, I was for a long time. And that is, it's very full circle, Pete, because Pat is the man who inspired the Tarleton and a lot of the initiatives that I've taken up here in the city of Green Bay with historic restoration and preservation. I learned that as a young kid, being a part of the Steel Bridge Songfest with saving that historic Michigan Street Bridge in Sturgeon Bay.
You were part of that?
Yeah, not from the very beginning.
Okay.
But from year maybe 3 or 4 on. And at that point, I think the bridge had been saved once and had been funded, and they were fighting the city council in Sturgeon Bay for a long time to keep that there. So wow. I came in as a 13-year-old to that environment where they were still singing songs and writing music in order to drum up the kind of press and the kind of public support to save this thing. You know, being a part of a creative community, that had a big impact on me. Performing every year in this music festival at the Third Avenue Playhouse, right on Third Avenue downtown Sturgeon Bay, that theater inspired my creative endeavor in the Tarleton. the historic preservation mission, being a part of local politics, and I've run for office here in the city of Green Bay.
I've heard that,
and, yeah. You know, being a part of a creative community. So everything that I was able to experience as a young person due to the opportunity Pat gave me.
So when you did this as a 13-year-old kid, were you already playing music and on your way to being a musician then, or did that inspire you?
Yeah, that was, it was early on. I think I started performing live at 13, maybe a month later. We heard about the Steelbridge Song Festival. A mentor of mine had played it from the very beginning, from year one, and said, why don't you go ahead and submit a song to this guy, this Pat guy, at the Holiday Music Motel. You know, the stories, if you're not familiar with the kind of environment, are there's a creative community of musicians who come from around the world, and they live together in this little music motel for a week, and they write songs together by spinning a bottle. So as a 13-year-old with my mother, you know, helping me to make these decisions that early on, it was like, why the hell are we going to go, you know? But in the end, Pat heard a song of mine, and he said, we got to have you come and feature your song on the big bridge stage on Sunday. And I came, and then it just snowballed from there. Every year I got more and more involved until eventually I moved to Sturgeon Bay in the motel and was a part of the creative team there.
You know what's funny? For years, I would take my kids to Door County. My wife and I would take them, and we'd Google hotels. That music hotel is the first one that came up all the time. I'm like, what the heck is this place? And then Pat's on here, and he tells me that's his place.
Yeah.
And then a couple days after the interview, he goes, hey, come on by. I'll give you a tour of the... And I'm like, so people stay there, actually, too? It's an actual working hotel, or is it just this, like, commune of awesome musicians?
Well, it's both. Most of the time, year-round, Pat McDonald and Melanie Jane and a group there... operate this motel for the public.
Yeah.
And then three times a year for a week each time, during Valentine's Day week, Halloween week, and Steelbridge in the middle of the summer, it shuts down to the public and musicians fill the space, and it's a great way for them to get close to one another and experiment creatively. And most of the rooms are turned into little makeshift recording studios where we can write and record music.
That's so cool. So you mentioned you dabbled in politics too. How difficult is it? You've got this great old theater, getting landmarks or trademarks or whatever and grants. Is that exhausting? It's worth it, obviously, because the theater's great. But how much of a chore is that, just navigating the political scene here?
Well, it goes hand in hand. And one challenge is a challenge for both. I'm excited by the business side and the creative side. And in the business aspect of the theater, I've gotten to know City Hall and all of the different permits you got to apply for and the way that the community works together, funding sources and taxes and all that great stuff. So in understanding that, I've gotten to understand that, you know, that there is a way that you can utilize that and a creative capacity in order to make things accessible to people, in order to highlight history, in order to support the arts and culture, in order to meet the needs of people in our city. And so it started to inspire me. Hey, if I can learn it this quickly as a business owner and help other people to understand it better, then why don't I just run?
So how did that go? I don't live in Green Bay, so I'm not totally up, but did you win?
I did not win.
Oh, okay.
No, I did not win. I think I came away the first time I ran with 1/3 of the vote and the second time with a little over 1/3. So
it's a process.
It's a process. Yeah. And, you know, I'm running in the downtown. And there are some heavy hitters in the downtown, some folks who have been around a lot longer than I have, who've got a lot of connections. And it's not about competing. It's about making my own way.
Right. So and you're involved with the Shipyard District, I know, too.
Yeah.
You're on boards. You're very active here. I would think people would want to bend over backward to help you revitalize certain things and bring culture and creativity, all that kind of stuff. We'll talk to you about that in just a minute. My guest is Tarl Knight. He is the owner of the Tarleton Theater. And I'm going to ask him about his music when we come back and what he's watching and hitchhiking and all kinds of stuff. I got more with Tarl Knight coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. I can't stop looking at this leg with pie written all over it. It's very bizarre. I don't know what to make of that. Pete Jones, the writer of Ricky Stenicki and Hall Pass, joins me in about 15 minutes. Right now, we have a few more minutes with local theater owner and musician, Tarl Knight. Tarl, you were talking about the Bammies coming up. That's just a week away. I didn't realize that. I remember seeing a release about that, but I had no idea it was this close.
It's coming up fast.
Yeah, how's that going? Is that, are you expecting a big deal?
It's nearly sold out. And it is going to be a big occasion. You know, we just in the thick of award season right now on the national scene. And,
yeah.
And so this is a good way for us to have some fun of our own here in Green Bay.
That's so important, too, like on a local level. You've lived different places. I saw it in your bio. I think you lived in, well, it said you hitchhiked.
Yeah, I've done some hitchhiking.
You're like a regular Jack Kerouac here. I don't, but you've lived in Duluth?
Sturgeon Bay.
Okay.
And Appleton.
All right.
And Milwaukee.
Okay.
For a brief time in Green Bay and originally from the East Coast.
Right.
So.
Is that where the accent's from?
Yeah.
East Coast. Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Nice. It's kind of, I couldn't pinpoint it. I'm like, kind of sounds East Coast. Kind of sounds a little British. Doesn't sound Wisconsin.
No, I get British too. My father's English and, okay. And that family.
So how does the music and arts and culture scene in Green Bay, is it healthy? Is it thriving? How would you describe it?
I think people don't give it enough credit. Okay. And, you know, Appleton is often in creative conversations, but comes up as a hub in Northeast Wisconsin. But Green Bay's got a great and thriving punk scene for many decades.
And right.
Let's see, we've got a great singer-songwriter base as well. There are more things that we could be doing in order to incentivize collaboration. And maybe that's why it's not as celebrated or as widely known. But we do have a number of really wonderful live music venues that are supporting local acts, and that number is growing all the time. I think as more people move into the city and see everything there is to offer here, I think people are going to be surprised by just what a musical city Green Bay becomes.
Yeah, I like, this is just from an outsider's perspective, and slowly I'm getting more familiar with Green Bay, but it has a grit to it that I like. It's not as suburban looking as some of the surrounding communities.
Yeah.
I like that. I've always identified personally with places that have a little bit of that. And I think great artistry comes out of that oftentimes. So you just developed a partnership with the Widener Center. I think you mentioned that before. How is that going and what are you hoping to accomplish with that?
Well, the Widener Downtown was born out of a mission from Kelly Strickland, the creative and executive director of the Widener, in order to bring the programming that they can hold in this really wonderful state-of-the-art facility out there at UWGB, but make it more accessible and bring it to folks in the downtown, especially on the west side in the neighborhood surrounding the Tarleton. It's a lower-income area. A lot of these folks may not be aware that there are such wonderful arts and cultural opportunities within reach and within budget nearby. And so the Widener Downtown program aims to kind of meet them where they live and bring the magic of arts and culture to an area where folks may not have had as much experience or exposure to galleries, museums, classical theater, or any of the other wonderful things that we showcase there.
You know, I love that what you said before and what I've read about you, you also try to get people into the theater and interested in that scene that don't have a ton of money. I lived in Los Angeles for almost 15 years, and I noticed living out there, poor people don't go into the arts.
Yeah.
It's mom and dad or get me an apartment out here. And how do you change that? Because you have to, and I've worked with kids in the Marinette area that don't have access to the arts. And, you know, aside from me telling them, turn your iPhone around, tell a joke, write a little scene, just start the ball rolling, do it now while you're young. Do you have programs for kids and youth that might not be as privileged as other places?
We absolutely do.
Great.
More than half of the programming at the Tarleton for folks in our community who may not be aware is free. And we make it free
and
supplement it through different grant writing programs, different community sponsorships and partnerships, as well as our food and drink sales. So we do rely on people coming and buying some popcorn.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful dinner menu and a hardworking kitchen staff who you know, bring to life any creative thing that I you know, conjure up that day. And we have a wonderful bar with a lot of options. But our Art War program, which is a live painting competition, is an opportunity for folks of all ages, of all skill levels, to come in and be a part of a live painting event where, for folks who have seen galleries or museums, here's a chance for you to see painting unfold before your eyes.
Yeah.
In real time. 20-minute speed rounds. It kind of combines all my favorite things. We have jazz music as part of the event, and the audience gets to vote for their favorite painting of each round. So there's a little bit of democracy in action on those nights too. So there's elections in the event. That one's a great one. We have Saturday morning cartoon brunch, and that's a free event. You want to come and bring your kids to celebrate your favorite Saturday morning cartoons you grew up with as a kid
on the little screen. Oh, I love that.
That's a chance to do it. And we've got everything from Betty Boo to Beavis and Butthead, 10 to 1. Every third Saturday of the month, we've got a cereal bar for the kids to make up their own bowl of cereal. And, of course, we've got a lot of other brunch specials in the kitchen and at the bar. That's a fun one. And so we do have a dedicated mission for all ages. To kind of touch briefly on your question right before that, how do we make sure that people know what's going on and become inspired by you know, the opportunity to become creative? The Tarleton is always partnering with community partnerships. Right now, we've got a program undergoing with neighborhood associations throughout the city of Green Bay to install a number of painted pianos. And the painted piano project is supposed to inspire and make more accessible the opportunity for kids to get off their phone for a minute and play a little bit of piano and observe what art, what fun that can be.
Am I too old for that? I need to get off my phone for a few minutes and do something like that. That's our mutual friend, before we let you go, wanted me to ask you, Christy, about the Painted Pisno project. She said you're both working on that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Christy is with the Downtown Neighborhood Association.
Yeah.
And so as part of the Painted Piano project, we've got five different neighborhoods. And, you know, all of those neighborhoods are going to be hosting a piano that we're going to have out in the nice weather months throughout the city. Hopefully we'll be able to see some interaction. This is supposed to be, you know, an accessible opportunity for people to be inspired by playing piano in a park. You know, hopefully kids can see it as an extension of a playground and become, you know, inspired to go in and create a little bit.
I just realized I asked you, you said piano. I think that was a typo. She said the Painted Pisno project.
Well, so, and we've got plenty of opportunity to come up with that project down the road, Pete. You and me.
Listen, I'm going to launch that with you. I'd love to partner up on the Painted Pisno
project.
Whatever the hell
is
a Pisno project
whatever
is.
Whatever the Pisno is, we'll come up with something.
She's sick. Her thumbs aren't functioning at full capacity.
Well, I just love Christy.
When she texts, she's great. And she introduced me to you. And for her, I thank you for that. Thanks so much for being here, Tarl.
Thank you.
And continued success. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't.
Okay, buddy. That's Tarl Knight, owner of the Tarleton Theater. We will be right back with screenwriter of Ricky Stenicki, Pete Jones. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, coming back.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I
just, I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at Sound.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.